الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ الحمدللہ عز و جل. Dear viewers of مدنی چینل, welcome back to this beautiful program, beautiful سلسلہ. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful series, in this beautiful program, we listen to a story from the Holy Quran. We try to learn lessons from that story. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, our intention should be that we will not only listen to the story, but also try to act upon whatever lessons we learn from that, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, today also we have a very, very interesting, a wonderful story, and it revolves around a miracle of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, which revolves around a miracle of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that miracle and who is that Nabi of Allah ta'ala? Inshallah, we will listen about it. We will try to learn from this beautiful incident of the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is indeed a lesson for us. The Holy Quran is a message for us. We have to read it. We have to learn it. We have to understand it, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So let's listen to a beautiful narration regarding sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood salawat upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends 10 mercies upon him, erases 10 of his sins, and elevates his station by 10 ranks." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, let's intend that we should recite maximum salutations upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's story from the Holy Quran, it's about Sayyiduna Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam was sent towards the people of Thamud when he alayhi salam delivered the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and called them towards the righteous path, towards the true path. The people demanded miracle. They wanted to see something. But what was that miracle? What was their demand? Allahu Akbar. That he alayhi salam should make a pregnant she-camel emerge from the rocks of the mountains. Allahu Akbar. Look at the demand. What sort of a demand that is? That we want that you should emerge a she-camel, that too pregnant, from the mountains, from the rocks. The rocks should split and the she-camel should come out. That too, not a she-camel only, but a pregnant one. Allahu Akbar. Which should be very healthy. Not only should she be pregnant, she should be healthy as well. And she should be flawless, no defects. Therefore, Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam pointed towards the rock, and all of a sudden, the rock split, and a very pretty, healthy, and tall she-camel, which was pregnant also, came out. Later, she also bore a camel calf and started grazing in the plains and pastures with a newborn. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. There was only one pond in that valley. Only one pond. Water from the springs of mountains would accumulate in it. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam said, "O people, look The she-camel is there by virtue of miracle. One day, she will drink all of the water of your pond, and the other day, you drink from this pond. The people agreed to these terms. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam delivered a speech as well to the people of Thamud. And what was that speech? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala mentions the speech in the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, Ya qawmi ibudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruh. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah A'raf verse 73, O my people, worship Allah, you do not have any God except Him. Indeed, a clear proof has come to you from your Lord. This is Allah's she-camel, a sign for you. So leave her free to graze on Allah's earth and do not touch her with evil intention that a painful punishment will overtake you. The people of Thamud abided by those terms for a couple of days only. As they could not get water for one day, as a she-camel would drink all the water of the pond that day, therefore they decided to kill that she-camel. Allahu Akbar. Among these people, there was a person who had red complexion, brown eyes, short height, and was the son of an adulteress. He agreed upon killing the she-camel on the temptation of his people. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam kept on preventing it. Allahu Akbar, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on preventing that person from committing that evil act. But he, who was that person? The person short-heighted, a person with red complexion, brown eyes, and an evil intention to kill that she-camel, to kill the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who came into the temptations of evil. Qadar bin Salif, his name was. He first cut the 4 feet of the she-camel, Allahu Akbar. Then he slaughtered it and started talking to Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam in an extremely offensive and rude manner. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned about it in the Holy Quran in Surah A'raf, verse 77. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَقَرُ النَّاقَةَ وَعَتَوْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ اْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Translation from Kanzul Iman. So they cut the veins of the lower portion of the legs of the she-camel and rebelled against the command of their Lord and said, O Salih, bring upon us the punishment of which you are promising if you are a messenger. Allahu Akbar. What a statement by these people. They were so blinded. They became so disobedient. They transgressed to this extent due to this grave sin, due to this severe sin. Allah Azza wa Jal inflicted the people of Thamud in such a way that in the beginning, piercing, horrible shriek would let out, followed by a heavy earthquake that shook the territory upside down and destroyed it. All the buildings wrecked apart completely, and every individual of the people of Thamud died falling upside down. The Holy Quran has described this event as well in the Holy Quran. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ Translation from Kanzul Iman. So the earthquake seized them. Therefore, in the morning, they remained lying upside down, dead in their homes. When Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam witnessed that the whole town was destroyed and has been transformed into a debris of bricks and stones, Allahu Akbar. Due to the tremors of earthquake and all its inhabitants are dead. It grieved him a lot. It made him sad. He, alayhi salam, felt hate towards the people of Thamud and their deserted town. He, alayhi salam, turned his face away from them and migrated from that place. While departing, he, alayhi salam, addressed the dead bodies, those people who were punished, laying dead. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam mentioned few words, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those words in the Holy Quran in Surah A'raf, verse number 79. Allah ta'ala says, translation from Kunzul Iman, O my people, indeed I did deliver my Lord's message to you and wished you well, but you do not like the well-wishers. The outcome of this event is that the entire town of the people of Thamud destroyed and turned into a wasteland. The people were obliterated completely, such that not even a single person of their lineage exists now on the face of the earth. Allahu Akbar. What a story. What a lesson for us. What an incident from the past. There are so many things for us to learn from. There are so many morals of the story. So many lessons. The moral lesson that we get from this event is that the people that killed the she camel of a Nabi alayhi salam were destroyed by the divine torment in such a way that not even a single person among their lineage was left on the face of this earth. Then how can the people that killed the holy family radiyallahu ta'ala anhum of the Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam be saved from the divine torment? Therefore, the history proves that similar was the end of the Kufi people, the people of Kufa, the event of Karbala, which took place, in which Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu embraced martyrdom. So what happened to them? What happened to those people who attacked Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or who were oppressors towards the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? They also ended up with a very, very bad end. So disrespect towards the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disrespect towards those things which are actually the belongings or the signs of Anbiya alayhi musallam, it's a very severe action. It's an action which actually invites the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example is right in front of us. We keep hearing about what happened in the plains of Karbala. What happened with those people who did not respect the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. There are so many things for us to learn from. There are so many lessons from the story for us to learn from. Allahu Akbar. You know, this is what we see, that when there is no patience, when there is no resistance, when there is no self-control, a person moves from his way. A person moves from obedience towards disobedience. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam was a gift to the people of Thamud. He was a guide for them. A person, a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can guide them towards the straight path. Take them towards the path of Jannah. Take them towards the path of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the demands. Saying that we want to see a miracle. We want to see something, you know, extraordinary. And that not just a miracle, they demanded that we want this. If they said, they split the rock into two, that was a miracle on its own. Take out a living object from there, that was a miracle on its own. A miracle upon a miracle. But take out a living thing from there, miracle upon a miracle upon a miracle. That living thing should be a she camel, that's another miracle on top of it. That she camel should be healthy, and that she camel should have a baby in her. She should be pregnant. So many conditions, and all this was fulfilled right in front of their eyes. And when the she camel came, what was supposed to be done was they should have honored it. They should have respected it, because it was a result of a miracle of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was actually an extraordinary miracle. Subhanallah azza wa jal. But no, they didn't. They didn't. Sayyiduna Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam warned the people that, see, one day The she-camel will drink and you won't have water that day, so you have to have patience. But they couldn't. They did not resist. They did not tolerate. Few days was fine. But later on, they misused, abused a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A sign which could actually be useful and a means of their salvation if they honored it, if they respected it, if they stayed obedient to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no, they planned to kill it. And as a result, what happened? The result of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened then? They were destroyed. They were destroyed. Let's ponder about ourselves. Are we obedient servants of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? We listen to the stories of the past. People did such things which were contrary to the pleasure of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salam. But what are we doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the divine sharia demands us to do a certain action. We are doing contrary to it. We are supposed to do this. We are not doing it. We are supposed to earn through halal resources, halal means. But unfortunately, we are not careful about that. We are supposed to perform our 5 times daily prayers. Are we cautious about that? We are supposed to fast in the holy month of Ramadan. Don't we see people who are not fasting in the month of Ramadan without any excuse? They are not fasting. Lame excuses. I had headache. I have fever. They're not fasting. Allahu Akbar. There are many other essentials in terms of taking out zakat. People want to hit corners and they are not taking out their zakat. They are fortunate ones. They are people, a good number of them who are doing these things. But let's reflect upon ourselves. Are our lives in accordance with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Are we doing what the sharia demands us to do? Are we good with our parents? Are we good with our neighbors? Are we good with our siblings? Are we good in the market with our competitors? Are we a good business personality? Are we in a good manner when it comes to greeting and being kind towards Muslims and the other people? Are we? Because sharia demands us to do all that. We have to be kind. We have to be loving people. We have to be obedient people. We have to be respectful people. We have to be those people who bring smile to others' faces. We have to be those people who respect the elders. We have to be those people who are kind towards the younger ones. We have to be those people who are cautious about the prayers. We have to be those people who learn the Quran and teach it to others. As the best amongst you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it to others. But are we close to that or far away from that? If we are close to that, if we are doing these actions or some of these actions, we need to improve further on it. And if we are not, then Allahu Akbar, we need to repent and come to the path which Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam want us to come on. Because the examples of the past are such, the causes of their punishments, if we look into it, there are many causes which we see in the society today. Excessiveness of lying, excessiveness of alcohol, excessiveness of gambling, excessiveness of fornication, excessiveness of disobedience, excessiveness of fornication, excessiveness of all sorts of sins, all sorts of lies, all sorts of betrayals, interest, this problem, that problem, this haram act, that najayiz act. Many things are happening in the society, in the community. This is the fadl, this is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving us through the sadaqah, through the medium of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because if we are caught in the world itself for every action of ours, Allahu Akbar, what would be our end? But we should be fearful of our end. That may it not be such that because of all these things we end up losing our faith. It should not be such that because of all these things, we end up facing the azab of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a life upon Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a death upon Iman, upon the obedience of Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah ta'ala, without any accountability, for the sake of this blessed month, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we be counted amongst those who are sincere. May we be counted amongst those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. another beautiful factor, another beautiful point we learn from today's beautiful story, and a story which is actually an eye-opener. We learn one more thing from here, and this is a lesson we should always remember, especially the youth, especially the youngsters. Yes, I'm speaking to you. Please listen carefully. A verse which you heard just briefly, just few minutes ago, that verse will be repeated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam said to the dead people of Thamud. Said to the people of Thamud after the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala struck that nation, to all those dead people, all those disobedient ones. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam said, "O my people, indeed I did deliver my Lord's message to you and wished you well, but you do not like the well-wishers. The nasiheen, those who give good advices, those who advise us to come to the right path, those who tell us to come to the straight path, those who come and tell us to be obedient to Allah and His Rasul, to be obedient to the Sharia." What was the problem with the people of Thamud? Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam said, "You do not like the well-wishers. You do not like those who advise you towards good." So when our parents advise us towards good, do we take it easily or do we feel hurt? Let's be honest. Let's ask ourselves. When our teachers tell us to do something, but apparently we feel that no, I should do to the contrary, but the teacher advises us otherwise. So what is our feeling at that time? When an elderly person, maybe our uncle or grandfather or someone, an elder in the family, an elder in the community, an elder, for example, in your teaching circle, in your learning circles, someone tells you something, gives you advice, a muballigh gives you an advice. So, how do we feel? If we feel good, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is someone who cares about my reformation, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. But if we do not feel good, let's remember this verse. That the people of Thamud were those people who did not like well-wishers, who did not like the people who would advise, the people who would call them towards righteousness. That's what Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam said, that you people did not like well-wishers. You did not honor it. So, are we amongst those who honor and who respect the advices coming from Muballigheen, the preachers of Deen, the Imam, behind whom we perform our salah, the parents who brought us physically into this world? Do we listen to them or not? We should try that we accept their advices and inshallah azza wa jal try to act accordingly as the advices are for our betterment, as the advices may take us closer to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's message, let's not forget inshallah. Let's take this message very seriously. Well wishes should be honored, should be respected, their advices should be taken in. Secondly, the relics of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the items or objects or things related to the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are never, 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 even in the wildest of dreams, to be dishonored. Otherwise, it would invite the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's be people with love and respect. Let's be people who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel, inshallah, in the next episode, another beautiful waqi'ah, another beautiful story from the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will see you next episode. Keep watching Madani channel and keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep reciting Durood Sharif the more you can, inshallah. عز وجل صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم قرآن 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 Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran. Let's listen to a story from the Quran.